News in brief at Press TV. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and her Republican challenger Donald Trump have participated in their first televised debate in New York ahead of the November election. The two candidates repeatedly tangled over subjects ranging from the economy and tax cuts for the wealthy to ISIL. The FBI says there has been over a 10% increase in the number of homicide cases in the U.S. in 2015. It added that overall violent crimes, including rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, rose sharply in the first 6 months of last year in proportion to the same period in 2014. A Turkish-born U.S. citizen has been charged in connection with last week's deadly shooting incident in the state of Washington. Prosecutors say 20-year-old Arkan Seten has confessed to the crime and was charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder. His bail is set at $2 million. The Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos and FARC rebel leader Tim Ochenco have signed a historic agreement to end over a half a century of war that killed a quarter of a million people and made their nation a byword for violence. The accord will be ratified in a referendum on October the 2nd. Spain's socialist leader Pedro Sanchez has come under pressure to allow acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy to forge a new government. Sanchez admitted that there was a debate within his party over the issue, but he went on to say that he is still opposed to a government led by Rajoy. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says Iranian-Canadian academic Homa Hutfar, who was detained for security offenses, has been released. Bahram Qasemi said Hutfar was freed on humanitarian grounds, including her illness. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has hailed the release. The Saudi government is planning to cut some bonuses and financial perks for public sector employees in an attempt to reduce its budget deficit. A royal decree also ordered to decrease ministers' salaries by 20%. This as low oil prices have pushed the kingdom to rein in lavish public spending. India's foreign minister Sushma Swaraj has slammed Pakistan for exporting terrorism across the region. He called on the international community to isolate Islamabad for, quote, nourishing terrorists. Now, the remarks came amid heightening tensions between the two neighbors following a deadly attack on an Indian army camp in Kashmir.